Everybody, welcome to episode 345 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When it comes to real estate, experience matters. At Legacy Realty, we pride ourselves on having one of the largest and most experienced teams in Ankeny with over 75 agents strong. As one of the top brokerages in the metro, our local agents bring unparalleled knowledge of the market to help make you the best decisions possible for your home sale or purchase. Whether you are buying your first home, upgrading, or looking to sell, our team is ready to provide expert guidance every step of the way. Backed by the national strength of LPT Realty, we offer cutting-edge tools and marketing strategies to ensure your success. Legacy Realty of Iowa, your trusted partner for buying or selling in Central Iowa. All right, we're going to talk a lot of Ankeny track tonight. In a little while, I'll be visiting with two of the standouts from the Ankeny girls team. But right now, my first two guests are from the Ankeny boys squad. To my left is a senior hurdler and sprinter who will take his talents to the University of Iowa in the fall. He is Hayden Carlson. Hayden, thanks for joining me. How
are
you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And to my right is the head coach of the Hawks. He has guided the team to back-to-back state titles in Class 4A. He is Jordan Mullen. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having us on here.
Hey, you bet. Well, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Hayden, let's start with you. Congratulations on winning the Drake Relays title on Friday in the 110 hurdles. You set a new school record of 13.80 seconds in the event. You know, how does it feel to be able to call yourself a Drake Relays champion now?
Well, thank you. It feels pretty good. It's 4 years kind of in the making, being around these guys, making me better every day. I mean, I'm doing it for them, so... yeah, it's pretty fun.
And Coach Hayden came into the meet with the second fastest time in the state of 13.99, which he had set at the Jim Duncan Invitational 2 weeks earlier. He then ran the second fastest time of 13.85 during the prelims earlier on Friday. You know, so it appeared that Tay Seals of Clear Creek Amana was the guy to beat in the final after he ran 13.80. So what was your confidence level going into the final? Did you think Hayden could do it?
You know, my biggest thing, I've got to be around Hayden all 4 years, and I preach to consistency all 4 years, and he has bought in, and he's been an amazing runner for us, an amazing hurdler, and we pointed out some errors in some other kids, and I said, you know, we got to put those blinders on, Hayden. We got to run our consistent race, and 2 years in a row, it's been kind of crazy with what's happened at the high hurdles at Drake Relays. You know, we had a couple of people fall down last year as well. Hayden ran the consistent race. He put the race or the pressure on him at the second half, and they didn't want to handle it. So the consistency won that one.
Well, yeah, there was quite a bit of chaos in that final. The runner to your right, Hayden, Blake Ludwig of Milwaukee Northwest, he stumbled over the next to last hurdle and he was disqualified. And Seals, who was running on your left, he fell over the last hurdle and he placed seventh in 16.34, but you were able to get over both of those hurdles cleanly, and you won the race by a pretty comfortable margin, 0.35 seconds. You know, but you told me after the race that you didn't even realize that Seals had fallen, right?
I did not know. I mean, I heard Blake and Seals hitting a couple hurdles, but like Coach said, just him and other coaches, teammates, just put the blinders on and keep rolling.
Well, Coach, I was looking back at the video I took of that race, and it looks like Seals was the first runner to get over the hurdles for maybe the first half of the race, and then Hayden pulled even at about that point, and they were pretty much, you know, running neck and neck the rest of the way. Is that typically how he runs, where he gets stronger and faster as the race goes on?
Well, I asked Hayden after the race, jokingly, because I've earned it now because I've been with him for 4 years. I don't ever want to see a start like that again. But he also told me that he's like, I thought Tay jumped. And I was like, no, that's how explosive he is. So Tay's he's a very special kid, but he is so explosive. And I told him, you know, the biggest thing we focused on this year, we've switched from 8-step to 7-step. I think it's really helped him. We've seen some big sparks in different races to where Hayden's activating hurdle 2. Now we got to put it all together. We've always known he's been a second half of the hurdle racer, and we got 3 more weeks to put it together when he's gonna finally put that full race together. And I think it's gonna be something very special.
Wade, was that a tough process for you to switch from the 8-step to the 7-step?
Surprisingly, it wasn't too bad after the probably fourth or fifth time going at it. But right away, starting in the summer, just try it out. It didn't feel very comfortable. But as soon as you just started drilling it a little bit more, it got more and more comfortable. Obviously, from the coaching from Coach Mullen, it wasn't that bad.
We talked after the race about what a learning experience you had at last year's relays. Well, like Coach mentioned, you fell in the prelims of the highs and then fell again in the finals of the shuttle hurdle. And I can't imagine it's easy to come back from those races. So what was the key for you to do that?
I think it was just getting back in the blocks last year. I mean, coming back at conference, districts, and state, and trying to just push through those barriers. That there was obviously a little bit of a mental game going on there, but more that you just get back in the blocks and keep pushing, it works its way out.
And Coach, you were a standout hurdler yourself back in the day at the University of Iowa, so I know you have a special affinity for Hayden and the rest of your hurdlers. You know, how did you help him to come back, you know, from those tough races?
I've always preached everything happens for a reason, and I don't know why it does, but we've had very special hurdle groups through here in the last handful of years, and even branching back, they've had some really good hurdle groups in this team and or at this school. And I always preach that we always find the positive, even though last year I think I actually told the Des Moines Register, I think I told the that the hurdles was a disaster at the Drake Relays last year. I think that might be verbatim, but it was, you know. But we all have to overcome adversity. And if that was the adversity we had to overcome, we stepped off that track and no one was hurt. So we knew we still had our four that we needed in the position, and we had to build, like Hayden said, we had three more weeks to do it. We had conference, districts, and state, and getting back in the blocks and keeping our energy high, because we knew how good we were. And we know how good we can be. And that was the biggest thing, is just next hurdle's up, next person's up. And that's just, but the kids have earned it. They've been so fun to coach over the last 4 years that, you know, words really don't understand. I know we have won a lot, but I started telling the kids, it was never about winning with this group. And they've just lived up to it, but that's been what the reward has been winning. So.
Well, Hayden, after your win on Friday, you really couldn't celebrate too much because you still had a couple more races to run. You came back later that day. You teamed up with Finn McClure, Trayton Grossman, and Owen Fisher for a fifth-place finish in the 4x200. You guys ran 127.90. You know, what did you think of your team's performance there? Were you just happy to get a medal?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are awesome. I mean, those three, this is my first time really running with those guys and being in a sprint relay. But those guys are awesome. I didn't really come out right, but
so they kind of tell you what to do, huh?
Yeah, I mean they kind of just run that show, and I just do the job for them, and it's been really fun getting to know those guys a little bit more, getting to know the sprinters a little bit more, and I was just grateful to get out there with them.
And Coach, you have some new guys in your sprint crew this year, you know, including Hayden. Of course, last year's sprint group was led by guys like Logan Fairchild and Tyler Sickerson, who are now competing at the collegiate level. You know, how do you feel like that group is coming along?
Our sprints group, you know, in the beginning of the season, I knew we had to find some pieces. I knew we had, you know, we did have some key pieces back. We had Grossman's been a huge piece for us for the last 3 years. He's a huge piece this year, obviously, as a senior. You know, and then Finn McClure really has stepped up and become that key starter we needed. And, you know, so the relay pieces have really grown, but they've produced through the year, you know, and I don't want to leave out Owen Fisher. I mean, he came out, he's been a great football player for the Hawks for the last 3 years, and then him coming out, he's having a lot of fun right now. So that's the big thing. And then obviously we've got a young buck in there with Cooper McDowell, just being a sophomore. He's filled the position and he's owning it, and he's a competitor, and that's what I wanted in those sprint relays this year. And you know, they've come a long ways, but we still got a long ways to go in the next 3 weeks, and they know it, but they're up for the battle. And that's what I like about that group. They don't question me. They just say, Coach, when's the next race? What are we going to do? And those are the people, you know, that's that culture and that tradition of saying, hey, you know, we're going to put pressure on you no matter what. You know, we have graduated some big names for the last 3 years, but we're going to keep reloading. We're going to keep putting as much pressure on teams as we can.
And then on Saturday, Hayden, you came back to run the shuttle hurdle relay. You guys advanced to the final with the fourth fastest time at 57.65. And then you lowered your mark to 57.41 in the final, where you edged Pella by just 0.03 of a second to get third place. You know, were you happy with how that group ran, considering you do have two new faces in that group this year?
Oh, 100%. Those guys are amazing. They're great runners. And, I mean, just be able to put that race together after having some injuries and some other stuff going on, just trying to figure out the four and, you know, just being able to get out there, run with those guys, run some PBs. I mean, it was great. It was great running with them.
Well, Iowa City West won that race in 55.82, so they took down the all-time best mark that you guys set last year, 56.06. You know, so if your team wants to defend your state title in that event, you know, certainly have your work cut out for you, don't you?
Oh, we definitely do. Those West kids, they can run for sure. They got some horses, and they all run really good high races too, 110 highs, so they're the team to beat. So is Kennedy. They're also a really good team. So just being able to put our race together, put some pressure on them, and just take it from there. We can just run our race.
Well, Coach, your team had some other highlights throughout the weekend at Drake. On Friday, the distance medley relay team of Fisher, Grossman, Quinn Summers, and Ike Smith placed second in a time of 3:27.25. Your team got the baton to Ike in first place, but of course he had to run against the best distance runner in the state in Quentin Nauman of a Western Dubuque. So even though he ran a 1:52 split, you know, for his 800, wasn't quite enough to win the race. That was a heck of a race, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, so you know, we talk as a big group at the end of each, you know, big meet and stuff, and Ike had one of the best weekends, I think, of any performer. He was messing around with that 154, 155 range, and he said, "I'm just going to skip 153," and gave us two. Well, I think the official split was 152.5, and then he comes back in the open eight and goes 152.48, I think it was. Yeah. And that was also a new school record for him, taking out his teammate of 3 years, Ethan Zuber. And that's a good name to take off the record board.
Sure.
So Ike is he's firing on all cylinders right now, and he's going to be a key piece moving into the postseason here, and he's having a lot of fun right now. I'm really happy that the spotlight is he's taking that over in that role.
Well, of course, Ike also placed third in the mile on Saturday, and he told me he was pretty disappointed, you know, with both of those races because he felt like he got outkicked. But you know, I was impressed just with the fact that he put himself in a position to win against those kind of fields. I mean, you had to be pretty happy with his races.
Yes, I think that's the main difference. I think he had it last year. I think he's more confident this year, and that's what's putting him in those races. When last year I'd watch him, he'd let that separation happen, and this year he goes, "No, I'm not letting that separation happen." So he's putting himself in the race. And, you know, he's not slow. He's gone 48.5 with just one open quarter. So he knows that if he puts himself in those races, I'm not going to say he would have won that 800, but I think he would have been closer to the top two. He did get boxed in, and he knew he did that, and that made him a little grumpy. But then he ran a smarter race in that 1600. He did not put himself in that position to get boxed in. So he's a very smart runner as well. His IQ on the track is phenomenal this year. And like you said, could not be more than happy with his performance at the Drake Relays. And I know, just resorting back a little bit, everything happens for a reason. I can bet if anything, he's going to be real tough to beat in May.
Oh, sure.
So,
well, yeah, let's look ahead to the rest of the season now. You guys will compete in the Valley Quad on Friday, and then it will be on to the championship season. You'll have the conference meet at Waukee Northwest next Thursday, and then you'll go to Council Bluffs for the state qualifier on May 14th. And then, of course, the following week is state. Now, Hayden, what did you think of your team's draw for the state qualifier? You guys had to go to Council Bluffs 2 years ago for that meet, so do you think maybe that's a good omen?
Man, we just try to run our race every single meet that we go to, and it doesn't really matter the place if we just put our races together. And I mean, obviously it's a great track over there. We're familiar with it, but we just need to put our races together, and I'm pretty excited for what's to come.
And Coach, your team has typically used, you know, the conference meet to prepare for the two even bigger meets coming up the last couple of years, because you guys placed seventh at conference in 24. You were fourth last year, and of course then you went on to win state both years. Is that going to be kind of your approach again this year?
Yeah, we got some young guys that we're going to get in there and get some experience this year up at the varsity level. I know they run a freshman JV and a varsity all on the same night on that conference night. We're gonna bring some nice things. There's still some things we're still trying to kick around to get our most points on paper to come into two districts. So, you know, we're gonna bring a little bit of firepower, but we're still not focused on completely going after that conference yet. Because between all of us, I think we've got a good push for another trophy this year. So our sights are set on that district meet. We're not overlooking conference. We've got some great competition in the CIML, and we're really excited to run that meet. But we won't by any means be loaded up.
Let's talk a little bit about the state meet now. Hayden, you'll obviously be one of the favorites to win the highs after your victory in the relays. You know, you placed second in that event last year in 13.91, and I'm guessing your confidence right now has to be at an all-time high. You know, what would that mean to you if you could add the state title to your relays flag?
I mean, it'd be pretty fun. I mean, that obviously add another medal or whatnot, but I'm not too focused on that right now. It's the next meet, so I'm really focused on Friday and just being able to stay calm, stay collect throughout the races, just run my races and just have fun with the guys. That's all I'm focused on this year. Just having fun, running my race, staying calm, and just having a blast.
And coach, if you could get a win from Hayden, you know, in the highs, and you told me that Sam Madsen ran a huge race last night, you know, you could maybe get him into the finals. I mean, if you get a lot of points in that event, I mean, that'd be a good starting point for you guys, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's gonna be the kicker. You know, I mean, we scored a lot of points last year in the hurdles. I know this is a new year, but you know, I'm going off of what Sam did last night. I never compare our athletes to other athletes, but you know, Pope went 14:40 at the Drake Relays last year. I know Sam didn't get into the relays because he was a little banged up early in the season, but he's running more confident than ever right now. He's only going to make our shuttle, and I think he's got a very, very good chance to get into those high finals. And if we can put two in the top three or four, and obviously try to compete for another title in that shuttle hurdle, that's a lot of hurdle points that'll really help our team out. So
now this year's team is certainly different than the last two. You know, I'm guessing you may not be able to match the 112 points that you scored 2 years ago, or maybe even the 100 that you scored last year. But it is possible that maybe you guys could contend with fewer points, you know, than that. And I'm sure you spent some time analyzing the other teams. You always do. You break it down. So how do you analyze this year's race?
So the eastern side of the state right now is going to be heavily favored and coming in on paper. Of course, obviously there's three more weeks. Everyone's got to stay healthy, and I hope everyone does stay healthy going in. We want to beat everyone when they're at their fullest. You know, but the biggest thing is we have to focus on us this year, because there's a couple really powerful teams. Cedar Falls is right back up there. Iowa City West and Kennedy is really good, and Prairie. There's four teams, but then we sprinkle in, you cannot overlook the CIML with Dowling's becoming secretly really good right now. They're putting together some really nice stuff. So on paper right now, I think it's Cedar Falls is going to be the favorite going in, but I think second all the way down to about seventh or eighth place, it's going to be an absolute dogfight. And I think if we can get to that 55 to 60 point range, we're going to be sitting really well because of what the other teams have sprinkled out. They're going to steal a lot of points. They're going to help us, but we have to take care of what we're going to do at the end of the day.
And Hayden, I know Coach has told you guys in the past to let him worry about the team race, because I'm sure he wants you guys to focus on the things that you can control, you know, in your own races. But just from what you know about your own team, you know, do you feel like you guys can be a contender again?
I 100% think we can be a contender. I mean, I believe in the guys. I'm really confident in what we can do. Me personally, I think I'm biased. I think we can go win it again, do a nice little three-peat. That might be a little bit overachieving, but I think our guys can do it. And I mean, I'm just excited to go do it with them.
And Coach, I'll finish up with you on this question. You know, I'm sure you'll have some decisions to make as far as your lineup as you get closer to the state qualifier meet, you know. But one of the things you have to figure out is how best to use Ike Smith. You know, he can obviously be a contender in both the 800 and the mile. You know, he also qualified for Drake in the 400, even though he didn't run that race. You know, on the relays, you know, he'd be an ideal guy for that DMR. He's also ramming your back-to-back state championship 4x8 teams. So you got a lot of places you could use him. Is that the biggest puzzle you have to figure out?
The biggest thing this year is when we get to districts, we got to get everything in that we think can score points, and then we go to work. You know, the state does a really good job. The coaches around the area, we got our own little spreadsheet that we're uploading stuff to where we can even beat the state, so we don't have to stay up as late. You know, I know those are unofficial results and stuff, but we do get we all kind of band together when it comes to that, so we can all see where we are sitting and who's getting in and what the cutoff's going to be. So, you know, I always joke around with the staff that I coach with, and because like I said, I couldn't do it without them. You know, I don't play chess and I don't know chess, but this is the closest thing to chess that I get to do. I do take pride in that. I've been very accurate on my points ever since I started doing this, and like I said, at the end of the day, I do want the kids to know, since I am on air, you know, it was never about winning. And like I said, no matter what does happen in May, I do know that we're going to walk off that track with or without a trophy. And I know that we have left everything out there, because that's what we've created in this town and this culture with the Ankeny Hawks. You know, we're going to empty the tank. And at the end of the day, our 3 days, what the outcome is no matter what, I'm going to be more proud, because these kids have given me more memories than I could ever ask for as a coach. And you know, so a trophy or medals doesn't ever make me look at a team different. You know, this is one of my favorite teams I've ever got to coach, because we're after something that kids get a dream about.
I'm sure the year that you guys finished second to Johnson, I think you were 4 points behind him. I mean, you guys emptied the tank that year. I'm sure you were just as proud of that team as the ones that won it, right?
Yes. I mean, coming out, you know, like I said, I've been blessed with a lot of great athletes here, and they're still coming up and everything. And it's, you know, It was never about a trophy. It was never about that. But, you know, and I know the kids know I don't talk about winning much, but if we follow our process and we buy in, because I'm not an accolade person. I did my time. I had a heck of a ride. I want what's best for the kids, but I want the team atmosphere. I want the Hayden Carlsons. I want the Ike Smith when they do get there. I'm a team first player because that's what it takes to do what we have been able to do. You know, if we get, you know, selfishness does not go very long in my scheme of things, because we have to be team players. You know, you look back through the last few years with all the success. Yes, we've had our hammers, but we've also had our really good relays. The hammers don't just win the titles for us. You have to have every piece, and that's where our team comes in. And we've done a really, really good job at keeping that. And our energy and our team atmosphere this year, I think, might be better than all the years that we've had here at Ankeny. But we do have our hands full this year.
Well, yeah, these next few weeks should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Well, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, guys. I really appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you so much,
Jim. You bet. Listen to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, my other two guests tonight are two of the stars on the Ankeny girls team. To my left is a sophomore sprinter who anchored the Hawkettes' winning sprint medley relay on Friday at the Drake Relays. She's Morgan Fisher. Morgan, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Of course. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. And to my right is a senior middle distance runner who won the 800 on Friday to become Ankeny's first individual relays champion since 1998. She is McKenna Medetsky. McKenna, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing great.
I appreciate you guys coming in tonight. I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Morgan, let's start with you. You teamed up with Quinn Roush, Charlie Cibula, and Lena Bruning to post a time of 144.11 in that sprint medley relay, which set a school record and is number two on the all-time list. Did you think going into the race that your team, you know, could run a time that fast?
We had been training, and we knew that it was going to be close, and that we knew we had a chance that we could do it, and we'd all just have to perform our best and try our hardest to do it. But we had confidence in ourselves.
Well, you told me that you ran that 400-meter anchor leg in 55 and change, and of course you had to come from behind to catch Logan Vogt of Waukee Northwest. So you guys actually prevented the Wolves from winning the race on the weekend when they pretty much dominated so many of the other races. When you got the baton, were you confident that you could catch her?
I knew at first I was going to have to get out fast and just give it my all, but I told myself I could do it, and yeah.
Yeah, you told me the other day that you had to run your fastest last 100 ever, right?
Yeah.
And McKenna, later that day, you raced to the victory in the 800 in a time of 209.16. You smashed the school record by about 5 seconds, and you told me after the race that you knew you had a race like that coming, you know, that you knew you had it in you. Could you tell as you were running, though, just how fast you were going? Did you even hear what your 400 split time was?
No, I actually had no clue what times I was running. And normally I see the 400 split and I see the time when I'm running last 100 because you can see it up above. But that time I had actually no clue.
Well, it turned out that Rebecca Flick of Centennial was really the only runner going to challenge you down the home stretch. She ended up taking second about, you know, 1.5 seconds behind you. Now, for a freshman, she's having a really good year, and of course, she's splitting her time between track and soccer, which is something that you used to do before you decided to focus on track. You know, are you surprised at all by how much success she is having at such a young age?
Yeah, I'm surprised throughout the state how many freshmen have just shown up this year, and I'm curious on how they'll continue to perform throughout their high school careers, because I did not start that way.
Yeah, it's tough. And Morgan, you had run earlier in the preliminaries of the 100. You posted a time of 12.21 seconds, which is number four on Ankeny's all-time list. You know, I'm sure you were hoping to advance to the final, but you would have had to run 12.10 and or better to do so, and you finished 13th overall. So how did you feel about that race?
Pretty good about it. It was a PR. It was good. It was a fun race to get started with at the Oval, and yeah, it was just a good race.
Do you think running that prelim, you know, helped you get loose for the sprint medley then a little
bit
later?
Yeah, it was like a good warm-up, good way to get ready, get the first race, like jitters out. It was good.
And McKenna, you told me the other day that after your win, you went home and had a good meal, then you came back to support your teammates in the prelims of the 4x4. So you probably missed Morgan's Open 400 race that afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, Sorry about that, Sunday.
Well, you have to look out for yourself, right? Well, Morgan had to run, you know, her third race of the day later on Friday, and she placed second in the 400 in 55.12 seconds, which set the school record. Now, McKenna, I know you mostly run 800s and 1500s, but I imagine you occasionally run some 400s, you know, in training to work on your speed for the 800. Are you pretty impressed by what Morgan has been able to accomplish, you know, at that distance so early in her career?
Yes, I'm so proud of her. I actually get to run my first 4x4 in a long time this Friday at the Valley Quad. I haven't run a 400 in over a year, so we'll see what I can do. But
yeah, I wondered if they might put you in that at some
after
point.
The 800, they were like, we need to see what you can do.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I'm so proud of Fish and all that she's done.
Are you looking forward to that 400?
mixed feelings, but it's shorter than any race I've ever done, so I just gotta think it short and just sprint the whole time and pray for the best.
Sure. Well, Morgan, you dropped about a full second off your previous best in that 400, but Chloe Nissen of Cedar Falls came out of lane 7 to win the race in 55 flat. Now, did she kind of surprise you at all? Did you expect her to be one of the top contenders in the race?
I knew she's going to be close, and we were going to be fighting through the whole race because she won state last year. She's returning, and yeah, so I knew it was going to be a really close race.
Well, I'm sure you're looking forward to a possible rematch here in a few weeks.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. Well, Morgan, because you had ran three races that day, Coach Jumper held you out of the 4x400 prelims on Friday night, and your teammates ended up qualifying 7th for the final on Saturday with a time of 357.80. Now, if your team had ran just 0.37 seconds slower, you know, they wouldn't have even qualified for the final. So were you confident that they could do that, you know, without you? And did you try to lobby Coach at all to put you in that night?
No, I was really confident in them. I knew they could do it. He didn't want to put too much on me that night, and I knew they were going to be able to do just fine and get us qualified, and I'm so proud of them.
Well, then on Saturday, McKenna, you came back to running the girls' elite mile. You once again went to the front and set the pace like you did in the 800. And you told me after both of those races that you really just like to avoid the chaos of the pack behind the front runners. So did you have a bad experience with that situation at some point in your career? Is that why you like to go to the front now?
Yeah, my sophomore year at Drake Relays, I actually fell in the first 200 of the race, and since it wasn't in like the beginning start, they didn't like call it like a recall. Mm-hmm. The girl ended up getting DQ'd who tripped me, but I ended up getting back up and finishing. But it kind of just makes you frustrated, but the 800 is always just like a fight, so I just prefer to be in the front so I don't have to get boxed in or deal with any of that if I can avoid it.
We pretty much led the race for the first three laps before Charlie Gall of Cedar Falls made a strong move on the bell lap to take the lead. She went on to run the final 400 in 106 and change. So she crossed the finish line in 450.45, finished about, you know, 3 seconds ahead of you. But that was a new PR for you by about 2 seconds. Gall had won the 3000 on Thursday. So was she the runner that you expected, you know, to challenge you there going into that last lap?
Yeah. In the mile and the 3K, she's always there. She's the person everyone talks about the past 2 years. So I always know that when I get to those big races, she's going to be the one that I'll have to compete with in that final bit.
And Morgan, I asked McKenna earlier, you know, what she thought about your accomplishments in the 400. You know, you, of course, run all the sprints from the 100 to the 400, but there are some 400 runners that can be stretched out to 800. So is that a distance you've ever tried, or is that just not in your wheelhouse?
No, I've never tried it. The 400 is the farthest I've tried.
Do you have any ambitions to try that sometime?
Not really.
400 is far enough, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you had to be impressed by both of McKenna's races, you know, especially that time that she posted in the 800. And I know you guys have occasionally ran in the DMR together where, you know, Morgan, you run the 400 meter third leg and then you hand off to McKenna, she runs the 800. You know, do you enjoy those relays, and are you confident if you get the baton to McKenna in first, you know, that she'll bring it home?
Yes, I know. I'm so confident in her time. She's had this year crazy, and I'm so proud of her.
Well, Morgan, you then closed out your relays later in the day by anchoring the 4x4 team to a second place finish, and you guys ran 352.24. You were joined on that relay by Charlie, Lena Bruning, and Gillian Tram. Were you guys pretty confident that you could improve on that seventh place seed, you know, with you joining the relay?
Yeah, we were confident. We knew we could place high and just give it our best and have fun with it.
Of course, Waukee Northwest easily won the race by about 7 seconds to wrap up. You know, it was an incredible weekend for the Wolves. You know, they won multiple relays and set several all-time bests. McKenna, what did you think of, you know, watching Northwest in all those races? You know, they're just really good across the board, aren't they?
Yeah, Northwest across the board the past couple of years has just been insane. And We just like to take any shot we can to take anything away from them, if it means winning or just getting close is an accomplishment for our team.
Yeah, that's all you can do. And Morgan Lean has been a key addition to some of your relays this season after transferring to Ankeny from Waukee. She also placed third in the long jump on Thursday, and then she posted the second fastest time in school history in the 100 hurdles during the prelims on Friday. You know, what has she brought to the team this season?
She's brought so much. We're so happy to have her. She's bringing like depth for our team, and she's just such an amazing add-on, and we love her so much.
Well, before I let you guys go, I just wanted to look ahead to the state meet a little bit. Your team placed fifth at last year's meet with 51 points, but you're only 5 points out of the third place spot. McKenna, do you feel like you guys, you know, can contend for a trophy this year?
Yes. Our goal the whole season has been top three. So anything close to that, we will be happy with, because if I have it right, we haven't placed above fifth. So, but I really think third is where we've got. We have just so much strong members and ambition in practice and in meets, and I just think we have it in us.
Well, of course, Waukee Northwest is the defending champion. They won last year's title by 33 points. Morgan, can you see anybody challenging them this year?
I don't know. I feel like a few teams will be up there challenging. It'll be close, but it'll be fun to see how it all shakes out.
Well, obviously, if you guys could get some points from Lena in the long jump, as well as Malia Cobb in the discus, because she showed what she could do, you know, this weekend by placing eighth at the relays, you know, that would be pretty crucial for the team, because you do need to score points, you know, in as many places as possible, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about each of your events a little bit. McKenna, you medaled in both of your individual events. So last year, you placed sixth in the 800, you got fifth in the 1500, and I assume you'll be running them again. And I imagine you feel like you have a shot to win either of them, if not both.
Yeah, since I won the 800 at Drake, I have so much confidence in that event right now. So that's probably going to be my main focus, is the 800, because then I can use that in relays, whether that be 4x8, DMED, or wherever they want to put me. And then the mile will be, again, a battle between me and Gall, but I'll work on some things to see what I can do.
And of course, last year you also anchored the fifth place 4x8, and you also joined Morgan and Charlie on that DMR that placed second in just over 4 minutes flat, which was the second fastest time in state history. You know, do you think the DMR is an event that you'll try to load up again?
I would think so.
Yeah.
And Morgan, you placed fourth in the 400 and 11th in the 200 as a freshman. You also ran in the fourth place 4x4 as well as the DMR. Now, I know you probably haven't nailed down anything for sure yet with your coaches, but do you think you'll be running in those same four events again?
It may be a little different. It just depends on how the rest of the season like shakes out, but probably open four and then some relays, so we'll see.
Well, after what you guys did in the sprint medley the other day, I would think maybe that might be one that they'd look at.
Yeah, probably.
Well, these next few weeks should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for coming in tonight, guys. I appreciate your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. With Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. We had Ankeny Boys track coach Jordan Mullen and senior sprinter and hurdler Hayden Carlson. And then from the Ankeny girls team, we had senior distance runner McKenna Medetsky and sophomore sprinter Morgan Fisher. I appreciate the time from all of those folks on this busy week. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.